From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. presidential politics, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and his rival Ted Cruz traded victories in Saturday's primary contest, with Trump taking Louisiana and Kentucky, Cruz winning in Kansas and Maine. Cruz says he's seeing conservatives coming together to unite behind his campaign.
If we're divided, Donald wins. And if Donald wins, then in all likelihood Hillary wins. And so we have to come together. We have to unite. It's why I've made a very explicit invitation to people who were supporting other candidates to come stand with us. There were good and honorable people in this race, but now is the time for us to come together.
Meantime, Trump says he is the only one who can beat Hillary Clinton in the general election.
Many polls have come out that I easily beat Hillary Clinton, and I want to tell you, you know, you don't hear that on television. You watch these dishonest pundits. Well, Trump can't win the general election. We will beat her so badly, folks. We will beat her so badly.
For the Democrats, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the Kansas and Nebraska caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is projected to be the winner in Louisiana and is likely to maintain her significant overall lead over Sanders. Also in the news, exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. The conservative anti-immigration Fico may have to turn to his leftists as well as other conservatives to try to form a government, a new government that will get enough support in Parliament. This is VOA News. Turkish police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper. The Zaman paper was seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. Police confronted around 500 protesters outside Zaman's offices in Istanbul. Crackdown, which also affected the English-language newspaper Today's Zaman, says the latest in series of actions against Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, now a U.S. resident, whom the Ankara government accuses of treason. Leaders from Iran and Turkey calling for cooperation and putting an end to the conflict and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and Iran and Turkey can collaborate, he says, to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Eshag Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move towards stability. Turkey is a main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Iran, along with Russia, support the Assad government. President Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said the greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government, of the people and by the people, works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas. It's devoted to film, music, interactive media, as well as technology. American tennis writer and sportscaster Bud Collins, who called himself a scribbler and a babbler, has died at the age of 86. Collins, who died at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts, was credited with paving the way for newspaper reporters to move into broadcasting, becoming a familiar face to U.S. television audiences with his Breakfast at Wimbledon coverage on NBC. Collins wrote several books with players and several tennis encyclopedias that became an authoritative standard in the world of sports. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.